Last weekend, I was out at the Peoria YMCA poolside for the summer soiree. And at that event, Executive Director Andy Thornton unveiled a program called Why on the Fly to the audience in attendance, a couple hundred people or so. And it is a very important new effort for the Y. Good to see you, Andy. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Tell people what Y on the Fly is all about.
Well, Y on the Fly is a mobile programming unit. So imagine a small bus, a van, a vehicle like that that is branded with YMCA information on it, and we go out into the community and serve needs, right? So we're going to take programs and services out into the community to folks who can't get to the YMCA.
Tell me about some of those programs and services, an example or two.
Yeah, so our focus is going to be around serving seniors and kids.
Okay.
That's what we're targeting.
Okay.
And we're going to work in the 0305 zip codes, 04 zip code as well. And it's going to be fitness programming, especially for seniors, fall prevention type stuff,
thing that's
relevant to their needs.
Right.
Nutritional programming, you know, helping with dietary needs and just providing food to people, which we know is a big need in that part of our community. And recreational activities, STEAM or STEM activities for the kids, just engaging them in opportunities to learn and become healthier.
You know, I think for some people listening, they may not be aware that you do those services.
Mm-hmm.
They may just think it's a good place to go play basketball in a gym and a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may not be aware that you do all of
that. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And there's still people that are aware that we're not on the north end of a Peoria now. I have those conversations all the time. But, you know, we are more than a gym and a swim gym, right? But if people don't get to the why, they don't necessarily see that, and that's the thing. And this is our opportunity to get out and serve needs, and we know that there's a lot of people that just can't get to where we are.
Well, and as you kind of mentioned there, you're out off of Willow Knoll.
Right.
That's what the main is. Of course, now you're affiliated with Riverplex, too, so there's that
part.
Yeah,
we have that partnership.
But you said a stat the other night about the percentage of people that live in a very close proximity are the people that come to the Y.
Yeah.
As Danny always calls that his P1. He goes to that grocery store and to that dry cleaner and that gas station because it's near your house. That's kind of what we do. Those services that you offer that are really important to people, it shouldn't be just because you live somewhere you don't get them.
Right.
And so that's why this is happening.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And the stat that you referred to is about 80%. Well, this is before our partnership with the River Plus, because this has changed since we've all become one in that perspective. But 80% of our membership comes from about 5-minute drive of the Y. It's a small circle.
Yeah, that is.
And while there's people that are coming from the outside for various reasons, we realize that folks that live in 030504 zip codes, it's about an hour bus ride to get to the Y, and then it's about a 3/4 mile walk down the hill to get to the Y, and that's just not accessible.
And then you throw in weather, and then you got all kinds of problems.
It works in the summertime. You can make that work, but you know, outside of that, it's a real challenge. And you know, rather than us trying to build facilities or rent facilities or lease brick and mortar spaces, this is a more efficient way for us to get out, build relationships, and do things that our community needs.
At the event the other night, there was a representative. You have to help me with her name again, but I can't recall. She's from Champaign's YMCA.
Capricia,
who spoke very eloquently about how the Y and the Fly is working in Champaign, Champaign-Urbana area.
Right.
And these people that are being served had previously not had these opportunities, and it's important.
Yep.
Kids, certainly, older people too, obviously, but kids, they need to be engaged, and we talk about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. When every time something comes up about violence or whatever, we say, oh, they need things to do. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is it.
This is absolutely it.
And, you know, the thing about it, very interesting, is, you know, we heard a story years ago. There was a girl at Hooked on Fishing. She was 12, and she was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what's wrong? She goes, I've never been across that bridge or any bridge before. But it just shows those kids are just isolated there.
Yeah.
So your program is taking it,
brings it to them.
Yeah, and I think it's important for us to mention, you know, we're not looking to come into these communities and overtake services that are already being provided.
Sure.
You know, there are great institutions that have been in this part of the community for a long time. You think of the Neighborhood House, the Friendship House.
Southside Mission.
Southside Mission, Peoria Park District, right? So we're aligning our efforts with them.
We're collaborating,
we're partnering. And also, the other thing that's important is we don't necessarily have the trust that we need just to roll into a community and expect people to engage with us because we haven't been there as an organization.
That's a good point.
So the why may be foreign to some of these people. And so we've got to align ourselves with partners that have those relationships, those trusts that will help us, you know, develop our own relationship. And we do not want to be competitive in this field. We want to be collaborative in everything that we do.
So is the possibility when you do have one of those places who have a brick and mortar to just kind of come and augment what they're doing?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Use their facility, work with their people, and provide additional support.
Yeah.
What do you need now? What can our listeners do to maybe help support this?
We need funds, to be quite honest, like everybody does, right? It needs to be funded. And, you know, our goal for 2023 is to raise $25,000. We made a good dent in that Saturday night at the Summer Soiree, and that will get us up and running. We'll be able to provide services. We're going to target 2,500 youth, 900 seniors, 90 stops throughout the spring, summer, fall is our plan, and we can do that with $25,000. So if people can give, and then beyond that, there'll be volunteer opportunities for folks to engage in this
type
of program.
Somebody wants to drive the truck or whatever.
Yeah, or just show up and meet us there and help with an activity or some type of other support.
What's the best way to contact you or whomever?
The best way, pick up the phone, give us a call, 692-7631. My extension's 105, so you can get me directly, and I'd love to talk to anybody about it who's interested. You can find us at our website, peoriaymca.org, as well, or you can email me, andy.thornton@peoriaymca.org.
Will you promise us that you'll keep us up to speed with how this goes? Because I'm sure it's going to evolve and grow and change and morph and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And especially when you get out to the point where you're going to roll out.
Absolutely.
Let's make sure we tell people you're coming, right?
Yeah. Our plan is to be kind of live and active in March, April timeframe.
Good deal. Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Andy Thornton, Peoria YMCA.